Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It feels like, you know, when we do these Monday shows, Austin, it's kind of like a clean slate.
Right.
Kind of putting behind us the stuff that we screwed up last week. And we'll refine it this week. Anyway, I like Mondays. Always like diving into this. Got three important things you need to know about this afternoon. Let's go ahead and take care of those.
Number one.
Scampi residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increase to 1.5. That increase is expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fesco noted this amount to about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. Without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters report that Hurricane Gabrielle is expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm tonight, with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour east of Bermuda. The NHC is currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle, as well as four other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least the next 7 days, though.
Number three.
Florida Senator Don Gates introduced a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect July 2026 if passed. The bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Gulf Coast Jazz Festival in Pensacola may face its final curtain call as it wrapped up its ninth annual event on Sunday. Organizers are concerned after the Escambia Tourist Development Council rejected a $250,000 funding request, potentially jeopardizing the festival's future. The TDC says they denied the funding request because it's too much money for the number of people who attend the festival. But one organizer, William Cadillac Banks, says it draws people in from across the world.
Absolutely does. Well, a new experiment is showing what could make certain people more or less attractive to mosquitoes. How about this one? Usually you think it's just the sugar, things like that.
Right.
We're going to find out. Michael Caster is in with more.
Researchers in the Netherlands took a group of people into a three-day experiment where they had their arms exposed to mosquitoes in a cage. Researchers found those who recently had beer were 44% more attractive to mosquitoes than people who didn't have beer. Those who used marijuana were also more attractive. Those who used sunscreen were half as attractive as those without sunblock. I'm Michael Kastner.
Huh. There you go. So what, did you fall in any of those categories?
No. Well, I mean, I don't drink, so... I guess that one, because they was talking about beers, right?
Oh, they were talking about that and sunscreen, things like that.
I never wear sunscreen either, I don't really go outside a lot.
I can tell you listen to my stories here. We're close.
Well, because I'm like, did he say beer? I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, 4:15. By golly, great day. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see what we got here. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Scenic Highway. This is going to be near Olive Road, so be on the lookout for that. And on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Those are your worst looking spots right now. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees. It's going to be a low of 73 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy for the next couple days, but as we get into your Wednesday night bleeding into Thursday, we do have some significant rainfall chances coming in.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, testimony has ended in the trial of a man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at his golf course last year. Here's more from Grinnell Scott.
Ryan Ruth, acting in his own defense, rested his case in his attempted assassination trial. Among Ruth's few witnesses was sniper instructor Michael McClay, focusing on shooting skill and operation of the weapon Ruth is accused of using. Ruth followed that by calling two character witnesses. The prosecution maintains the attempt to kill President Trump was planned by Ruth and called 38 witnesses before resting their case late last week. Closing arguments will begin when court reconvenes Tuesday. Ruth faces life in prison if the jury convicts him. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Florida gas prices jumped last week, with the statewide average rising from $2.95 last Sunday to $3.20 by Thursday, before easing back to $3.12 over the weekend. AAA reports the current average is $3.10 a gallon. That's up from $2.98 a week ago and $2.96 last month. But the good news is it's slightly below $3.11, which was this time last year. The most expensive metro areas include West Palm Beach and Naples. Pensacola offers the cheapest fuel.
Okay, the nonprofit behind Tampa's annual Pride Parade and Festival announced not going to happen in 2026. Here's the latest.
Tampa Pride has established itself as a safe space for all. Through its diversity parade, festival, 5K, scholarships, and more. But a social media post from the nonprofit says that's all put on pause for 2026, stating the, quote, current political and economic climate, including challenges with corporate sponsorships, reductions in county, state, and federal grant funding, and the discontinuation of DEI programs under Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, has made it increasingly difficult for our organization to sustain ongoing operations for 2026.
And Florida lawmakers meeting in Tallahassee this week to explore ways to reduce or eliminate property taxes following a push from Governor DeSantis. The House Select Committee on Property Taxes will hear proposals including a $500,000 homestead exemption and limits on local government foreclosures. Florida Tax Watch warns that shifting away from property taxes could lead to higher sales taxes or new fees and urges lawmakers to protect funding for schools and public safety. The watchdog group has outlined five reforms, including full exemptions for seniors and phasing out non-school property taxes.
Well, first of all, you know, I forgot, doggone it, I forgot to mention it to you. As soon as I come on, I said, I want to do this. When I first come on the air, I forgot. I just wanted to welcome you to the first day of fall.
Oh, yeah.
So it's here, depending on how you define it. Meteorological fall begins in early September. Astronomical fall starts today. Old Farmer's Almanac predicting a warmer than normal fall with hot, dry weather expected across Florida. See, I told you it was going to hang around the warm weather till probably Christmas, something like that.
Yeah. As we often experience here. Lastly, the week is off to a good start for SpaceX. The company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket Sunday morning at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Starlink sent 28 satellites into low Earth orbit to spread high-speed internet around the world. Starlink already has over 8,000 satellites up there. We'll take a quick break with it almost being 4:20. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting headlines for you on the national scale right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service that took place at the Glendale Stadium. Very moving comments by his widow, Erica Kirk. Talked to our Congressman Jimmy Patronis about some of the various things related to Jimmy Kimmel, the FCC, Pam Bondi, and President Trump over the last week. Also had Mama's on, Captain Chandra Newman from NAS Pensacola to talk about the homecoming air show. And Can You Tell AI from Real Reporters? You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years?
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423, News Radio 92.3. Welcome to the first day of fall. It's already here. Boy, it just jumps real quick. Now, don't expect any temperature changes for the next couple of months.
Right.
But theoretically, fall is here. Okay, there's still no deal between Republicans and Demos to prevent a government shutdown next week. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Top congressional Democrats are seeking a sit-down with President Trump before government funding expires at the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says no meeting is scheduled.
But what I will share is that what this White House wants and what Republicans want, we want a clean funding extension to keep the government open. That's all we're advocating for.
House Republicans approved a plan extending funding through November 21st. Democrats are demanding a reverse of Medicaid cuts and funding restored for public broadcasters and foreign aid. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All right, 424 News Radio 92.3. Markets ending up today. Nice day in there. Yeah, Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green and at fresh record highs, building on last week's rate cut and AI-fueled rally. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, and shares of chipmaker NVIDIA rose 4% and notching a record close, following news that the AI darling and OpenAI were partnering on a build-out of data centers. NVIDIA will be investing up to $100 billion in the ChatGPT developer. The Dow winners, Apple, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow up 66 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, 425, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. The worst looking spot outside of those couple would probably be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. We've got congestion here and there in a lot of spots, but it's nothing too severe at this time, luckily. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Going to be rather clear skies, maybe partly cloudy over the next couple days, but we will see some rainfall chances really starting to turn their heads on Thursday.
Okay, keeping you abreast of what's going on out there in the Atlantic, or if there is anything going on out there in the Atlantic, you're going to know about it. Late September, hurricane activity picking up off the East Coast. Therese Crowley has the details.
Here comes Gabrielle. In one day, the hurricane rapidly intensified from a Category 1 storm southeast of Bermuda to a dangerous Category 3, fueled by warm Atlantic waters. Gabrielle is passing east of Bermuda and forecast to track northeast and back out to sea, but kicking up huge swells from Bermuda's shores to the east coast. Surfs up from North Carolina's Outer Banks, through the Mid-Atlantic and New England to the Atlantic shores of Canada. Dangerous time for Indian summer beachgoers with unguarded beaches and warnings of swells likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. With two more areas of possible tropical development behind Gabrielle, Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right, and of course, we've been hearing a lot about the Jimmy Kimmel situation. This came out earlier this afternoon. He is set to return to his late-night talk show tomorrow. He was suspended indefinitely last week, of course, following comments made about the Charlie Kirk assassination. He's been off air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull Kimmel off the air to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. The company went on to say it has spent the past several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy.
Okay, federal prosecutors are pursuing cases against some high-profile political foes of President Trump. Jared Halpern at the White House this afternoon has that story for you.
The president replaced the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia following disagreements over bringing a case against New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is an individual who is corrupt and abused her oath of office, and we also have evidence of her mortgage fraud.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt rejects claims that President Trump is weaponizing the Justice Department to target political opponents like James and California Senator Adam Schiff.
The American people gave a mandate to investigate and root the corruption out of our system, and that's what the president wants to see done.
Neither James nor Schiff have been charged with any crimes. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And we can file this one away under just being stupid. A Washington, D.C. man accused of aiming a laser pointer at Marine One with President Trump on board. Jacob Samuel Winkler was arrested Saturday, charged with a federal felony. A Secret Service officer approached Winkler as Marine One took off from the South Lawn at the White House and saw him aim the laser pointer at the aircraft. The officer said Winkler's action posed a risk of flash blindness and pilot disorientation. According to court documents, while being arrested, Winkler said, "I should apologize to Donald Trump." He faces up to 5 years of prison time if convicted.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants him close to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Just stay away from President.
You being belligerent is what got you in this mess.
All right. We were talking about today being the first day of fall. A lot of excitement everywhere about this. Tanya J. Powers, pretty excited today.
The autumnal equinox begins today, bringing cooler temperatures and shorter days. It occurs when the sun crosses the equator, going from north to south. Fall continues through the start of the winter solstice on December 21st. Changing leaves are also a hallmark of fall, and the Old Farmer's Almanac says while they change color between mid-September and early November, the second and third weeks of October are peak times for leaf peeping. And if all this talk of fall has made you wonder when it's time to set our clocks back an hour, there's still a few weeks to go. Daylight saving time does not end until November 2nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, tonight at sundown marks the beginning of the Jewish holiday, Rosh Hashanah. There you go. Jessica Rosenthal has more on this really super-duper event.
Rosh Hashanah is a two-day holiday starting tonight that marks the Jewish New Year. So while it is 2025, the Jewish New Year will be 5786. Jews around the world mark the day with extra-long services in synagogue and listen to the shofar, the blowing of a ram's horn. Most eat a variety of special foods meant to signify the hope for a sweet year ahead, including dipping apples in honey. This holiday also begins a 10-day process of repentance, culminating with the holiday of Yom Kippur, a day honored by fasting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, I've told you many times I use the Garçon Bridge to commute back and forth from Gulf Breeze into the city here.
Right.
Changes are coming to that span starting this weekend. The bridge toll is going to be moving to a cashless system. Tolls will be collected electronically starting on Sunday using SunPass, transponders, or toll by plate devices. So just get ready for that. I know they're doing some work over there right now. Okay, sports coming up in five on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has announced the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism. Trump noting that's the active ingredient in Tylenol.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
In a prepared statement, the maker of Tylenol says independent sound science clearly shows that taking acetaminophen does not cause autism. Testimony ending in the trial of the man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at his Florida golf course last year.
Ryan Ruth, acting in his own defense, rested his case in his attempted assassination trial. Among Ruth's few witnesses was sniper instructor Michael McClay, focusing on shooting skill and operation of the weapon Ruth is accused of using.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute sponsored by Napa. The pros know to keep your business moving at full speed. I said it before the start of the season, and I'll say it again. The New York Giants should be starting Jackson Dart. Russell Wilson does nothing for me at this stage of his career. He's clearly washed. The Giants are 0-3, and they need some excitement, and Russ isn't it. So save me all the tough schedule talk. John Mara, Brian Daboll, and Joe Shane need to do what's right, and that's start Dart this week up against the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa knows.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by: never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project: we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
All of us at Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes want to thank you for selecting us for the second year in a row as InWeekly's Best of the Coast Best Law Firm.
We look forward to continuing to help our neighbors with insurance and personal injury claims. TWWLawFirm.com.
Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes, attorney and counselors at law.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app.
Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games
Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increase to 1.5. The increase expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fetzko noted that this amounts to about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. Without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
All right, National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting that Hurricane Gabrielle expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm tonight with max sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. This is happening east of Bermuda in the Atlantic. The NHC is currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle, as well as four other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least the next 7 days.
Number three.
And Florida Senator Don Gates introduced a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect in July of 2026 if passed. The bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, groundbreaking for the new Troy Rafferty Resource Center got underway this morning. Troy Rafferty says this project was a labor of love.
What an exciting day. This has been literally 10 years in the making. We started talking about this 10 years ago at my kitchen counter with my wife, Ashley, and Lumen May, and it's just unbelievable that it's finally here.
Yeah, wonderful. So what excited. Is this happening today? What is this having to the community?
So we're having the groundbreaking for the Rafferty Community Center. It's going to be a huge facility with basketball court and classrooms and locker rooms for the kids, and it's going to be fantastic, a place where they can come after school and hang out and be safe and be supported and have people around them that they know have their best interests at heart.
All right. The new center is a partnership between the Southern Youth Sports Association and the city of Pensacola.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Sunday featured seven NFL games in which the game-winning score came within the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's the most such games in a single day since the 70 merger. One of those thrillers, the Eagles and Rams down to the final play. L.A. with a field goal attempt to win it at the buzzer.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
Fox Sports on the call. The blocked field goal return for a touchdown helps the Eagles remain unbeaten. Meanwhile, things a bit easier for the Buccaneers against the Jets. Tampa also with a field goal at the gun to win it.
From 36, this is for the win. McLaughlin's kick is right down the middle.
Once again, Fox Sports on the call. No block here. Bucks also improved to 3-0. They beat New York. Unfortunately, big-time injuries once again. Cardinals running back James Conner suffered a season-ending right ankle injury during Sunday's loss to the Niners. Preliminary tests reveal that Chargers running back Najee Harris suffered an Achilles injury. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb limited to 6 plays in their loss to the Bears. He has a bad left ankle. Baseball coming down to the wire. Exactly 7 days remaining of the regular season. How about the race in the American League Central? Tigers have the division lead by just a single game over the Guardians. And, of course, the two rivals begin a series Tuesday in Cleveland. Hoops news from the WNBA. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson has once again been named the league MVP. That's her 4th. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, week 3 of the NFL season wrapping up this evening with Monday Night Football. Baltimore Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions. The Lions entered the game 1-1 after a blowout win over the Chicago Bears last week in Detroit. The Ravens are also 1-1, and they're coming off of a blowout win as well over the Cleveland Browns. Kickoff set for 7:15 p.m. You can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 a.m.
Okay, NASCAR's round of 12 got started Sunday at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Tim McMaster, following those racers today.
2 races remain to decide NASCAR's last 8 drivers.
From practice to the front row to victory lane, Ryan Blaney wins in New Hampshire.
Courtesy USA, Blaney took the checkered flag at Loudoun. His 3rd win of the season punches a ticket to the final 8. He was sitting 5th entering the day. Josh Berry was 2nd, William Byron 3rd, and Byron moved up from 6th place to 2nd in playoff points. Just 6 races left to crown a champion. Next week, the playoffs move to Kansas Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And lastly here, speaking of climbing the rankings, Aaron Rodgers rising on the all-time passing touchdown list. The Steelers gunslinger moved ahead of Hall of Famer Brett Favre. He's now ranked 4th with just over 500 touchdown tosses. The 41-year-old reached a milestone in the first quarter of the team's win over the Patriots on Sunday, put his total tally up at 510. Rodgers now trails Peyton Manning by 30 touchdown passes for 3rd all-time.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new survey suggesting more teenage boys are becoming addicted to video games. where have these people been?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, let's get down to this one. Here's Ashley Webster. He's in for us.
A new survey shows that 15 to 17-year-old boys play video games 34 hours a week. That's almost 5 hours a day, 7 days a week. As for parents, nearly 8 in 10 are concerned about their child's screen time. Two-thirds are worried about their children being actually addicted to video games, and for good reason. There's growing evidence that adolescents' vulnerable, undeveloped brains are easy prey for the addictive dopamine hits that come from apps and algorithms. The average time that children spend gaming has increased by nearly 3.5 hours per week in just 1 year.
All right. And a new study reports that wildfire smoke is now responsible for over 41,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. Researchers warned that by 2050, smoke could become the deadliest climate-driven threat to Americans. The study published this week in Nature says by mid-century, smoke-related deaths are expected to climb by up to another 30,000 per year, making wildfire smoke more dangerous than extreme heat, crop losses, or rising energy costs.
All right, 442, News Radio 92.3, President Trump teasing a major announcement pertaining to autism. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
This announcement today is expected to center around the use of Tylenol while pregnant for women, and the administration's reported belief that that use of Tylenol during pregnancy is linked to higher rates of autism that we are seeing in this country right now. That this link coming from the highest office in this country, I mean, is certainly sure to make waves in the medical community, and as it should, according to President Trump, who teased this announcement during his speech yesterday at Charlie Kirk's memorial.
We're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really, medically, I think, in the history of our country.
Now, this anticipated announcement falls on the timeline set by HHA Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said his agency would begin having answers to what is fueling the autism epidemic by September.
Yeah, we did see that announcement, and there was a that was the confirmation, them coming out and saying Tylenol, apparently if you take that while you're pregnant, it reportedly causes increased chances of autism. I guess we'll see more details on that. Speaking of drugs, though, Pfizer looking to buy the weight loss drug maker Metsera. The pharmaceutical company said it would require it in an up to $7.3 billion deal, including future payments, as it moves to capture a share of the booming obesity drug market. The move follows a string of setbacks for Pfizer, including a decision to scrap its own lead obesity pill in April due to safety concerns.
Doctors raising concerns about the variety of treatment for Lyme disease that haven't been approved. Lisa Brady has the story.
This is House Call for Health. As Lyme disease continues to be a health concern, doctors are warning against unapproved treatments and tests. Medical professionals may use multiple approaches to diagnose Lyme disease, such as visual cues, a standard medical test that has limitations and information given by patients. Although many patients present with classic symptoms and are prescribed antibiotics, there is a group of patients who may have months or years of different symptoms. And that uncertainty has led to a plethora of new testing and treatment. They say it's important to consult with a trusted medical professional to seek out a treatment plan if you suspect Lyme disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is in with the weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. All right, let's see what we got here. We've had some congestion issues in our normal spots, but it's not relatively severe. Your worst looking areas right now are going to be I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and also got some backups on Navarre Parkway still traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, sitting at around 88 degrees, low of 73 tonight, partly cloudy, sunny for the most part over the course of the next couple days, but come late Wednesday night, bleeding into your Thursday, we could see some significant rainfall chances come into play.
Okay, so not a stellar forecast, but not a bad forecast.
No, not the end of the world.
Okay, let's frame the national kind of forecast a little bit, put this on the platform. Severe weather will be impacting millions of Americans this week. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the details in your Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could cause problems over a widespread section of the central U.S. across the Ohio Valley and the Southwest. Pockets of heavy rain could cause flash flooding along with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Hurricane Gabrielle remains offshore but will bring large waves and dangerous rip currents across the East Coast. And on this first day of fall, summer-like temperatures continue to hang on over much of the eastern half of the U.S. and the West Coast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Today is the deadline for big banks to respond to progressive Democrats. Ryan Schmeltz on Capitol Hill today with more.
Two of the Senate's most vocal bank critics, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, have set today as the deadline to answer questions after sending letters to the CEOs of JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. They claim the banks are spending billions on stock buybacks and bonuses for top executives after passing a stress test meant to ensure economic stability. The senators would like to see more lending to small businesses and families. Warren and Sanders sent a letter back in September, and it's unclear if the CEOs plan to respond. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the three major averages today setting fresh record highs. The Dow gained 66, the S&P 500 grew by nearly 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by more than 155 points. Disney plans to bring Jimmy Kimmel Live back to air on ABC starting tomorrow. The decision was announced nearly a week after ABC said it was suspending the late-night show indefinitely. The network is pulling the show days after the host made comments linking the alleged killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk to President Donald Trump's MAGA movement. St. Louis Federal Reserve President Alberto Mousalem says he's reiterating his support for last week's interest rate cut, but said he's wary about going much further. Crude oil futures for October are down slightly. They're under $63 a barrel, currently sitting at $62.64. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a struggling airline is taking action to keep its business afloat. I can tell you they're big and they're yellow. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Spirit Airlines is planning to furlough one-third of its flight attendants, another move by the bankrupt airline to slash expenses. The carrier is looking to furlough 1,800 of its roughly 5,200 flight attendants. Hundreds have already been out on voluntary leaves. And according to its COO, Spirit had reached the limit of what it could achieve through such measures. Flight attendants can volunteer for furlough, which will determine how many are voluntarily cut. Last month, Spirit filed for bankruptcy for a second time in less than a year after its first Chapter 11 process failed to address all of its financial problems, which include costly airplane leases and hefty labor costs. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, and TikTok's algorithm will be operated by Oracle in the U.S. if a deal with China is finalized. The White House confirmed the news earlier today. The deal would see Oracle take control of domestic operations as well. The federal government will not take an equity stake in the social media platform. President Trump expected to sign an executive order later this week in support of the proposed deal, and will extend the deadline again to prevent TikTok from going dark in this nation.
Yeah, Austin, and Jared Halpern is up at the White House today, and he sent us a bit more just to pursue the TikTok deal just a little bit more for the listeners. Here we go.
ByteDance, the Chinese-owned parent company of TikTok, would hold less than 20% of the company as part of a proposed divestment agreement to keep the popular social media app operating in the U.S. A senior White House official says the president is finalizing the deal with stakeholders. The proposal would create an American-based joint venture company. Congress passed legislation last year banning TikTok in the U.S. if the Chinese-controlled company failed to divest, citing national security concerns. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld a challenge to the law. President Trump has signed multiple extensions, keeping the app operating as a divestment deal is negotiated. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the government getting another shot at convincing a federal judge to break up Google. Lawyers for Google and the Justice Department will return to a federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia today for a roughly two-week trial on how to restore competition to the advertising technology markets that Google monopolized. This comes weeks after a D.C. District Court judge issued a historic ruling deeming Google a monopoly in online search.
All right, Florida and the Carolinas continue to rebuild 1 year after Hurricane Helene. Fox Weather's Robert Ray reports from Stan Hitchie, Florida.
It's been almost 1 year since Hurricane Helene's Category 4 140-mile-an-hour-plus winds ravaged the Big Bend or Nature Coast of Florida. The communities are coming together as Americans, as we do. They're helping loved ones, friends, and family, and aid groups are still pumping their supplies and money into the region. In Florida alone, 34 people lost their lives with billions of dollars of damage, and Helene was not done as it trekked up into the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. In Steinhatchee, Florida, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
The U.S. government's adopting a new AI system. Ryan Schmelz has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
Meta's AI system, Llama, is the latest to be added to the list of approved AI platforms in government operations. The Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner says the approval is part of President Trump's AI action plan and the, quote, acceleration of AI adoption across the federal government. Llama is an AI language model that can process and convert data from video, photos, and text. Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI have already been approved to be used by government agencies. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Americans will, quote, see the benefit of AI innovation through better, more efficient public services. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, but also some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Grab your blanket or lawn chair and get ready to relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Float Like a Buffalo Band, playing rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences to make a unique sound that's impossible not to dance to. Catch it all this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 News Radio 92.3. You know, it's been a very busy day, but I almost forgot to mention, because I know a lot of breezers are very happy today, and the Gulf Breeze Library reopened.
Oh.
Earlier this morning, after renovations were made to that facility. I know a lot of folks were waiting for that. So there you go. Library's open over on Shoreline, so just go ahead and take care of that one. Mm. Demon Slayer is coming. We're going to talk about the weekend box office here in just a second.
Right.
But I know you've got something on your mind.
Yeah, it's been really weighing heavy.
It's considered, 50-50 this thing. The weather or the traffic?
Yeah.
Your pick.
Yeah, we'll do the 50-50 split here because luckily I can keep both of them brief. Let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on. We got congestion in a lot of areas, but it's not too severe. You're worse looking spots, probably going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also, as for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 73. Sunny, partly cloudy for the next couple days. Rainfall chances come in on Thursday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, but I tell you, I like your zeros for the weekend. I mean, both Saturday and Sunday, you're looking at 0% of rain. So nice job there, Austin. Keeping that up.
You're welcome.
We're looking pretty good for us. Let's talk about the weekend box office. Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle, holding the top spot at the box office. Kathleen Maloney has the details.
Demon Slayer, Infinity Castle continues to slay the weekend box office. The anime smash pulling in 17.3 million in domestic ticket sales in its second week to snag the top spot.
最終局面 という言葉が何度も頭をよぎる
Jordan Peele's Him debuts in second place, slightly behind expectations with 13.5 million. The sports thriller follows a football player training to be the greatest of all time. Third place goes to The Conjuring, Last Rites, adding another 13 million in its third weekend of release. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
All right, I got a stereotypically Floridian story for you
here. Nice.
Lassoing a gator. All in a day's work for deputies in Florida's Lake County. The sheriff's office posted a video on Facebook this weekend of deputies responding to a home where a gator was on a woman's front porch. The video shows two deputies throwing a rope around a gator, jumping on its back, and duct taping its mouth shut. They then put the gator in the back of their cruiser to relocate him. The LCSO writes, quote, not our first call like this, but it's always a Florida classic.
I wonder how much they're paid. I don't think they're paid enough.
No, I was about to say, not enough for that.
Not to go fight alligators on somebody's front porch. But here we are in Florida, like you said. Week three of the NFL season wrapping up tonight in Baltimore. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Lions face the unenviable task of trying to slow down arguably the most mobile quarterback in NFL history. Detroit makes a trip to Baltimore to face Lamar Jackson and the Ravens on Monday Night Football, with kickoff scheduled for 8:15 Eastern. After looking pedestrian against the Packers in their season opener, the Lions bounce back in Week 2, putting up 52 points in a win over the Bears. They may need a similar performance to beat the Ravens. Through 2 weeks, Baltimore has averaged 40.5 points per game, with Jackson and running back Derrick Henry forming a fearsome duo. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Harry Styles taking part in a marathon. He was in Berlin this past weekend. What was he up to? Liam Wu has the answer.
A personal best in Berlin for Grammy winner Harry Styles, the British singer-songwriter running the Berlin Marathon in under 3 hours Sunday. He was among some 55,000 runners taking part in the race on what's widely regarded as the fastest marathon track in the world. Styles reportedly using the pseudonym Stead Sarandos and wearing a headband and sunglasses completed the route in 2 hours, 59 minutes, 13 seconds, marking an average pace of 6 minutes, 50 seconds per mile. Paralympic gold medalist Richard Whitehead sharing a picture of the two of them at the finish together. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Well, okay, here's something. The Escambia Waste Service is soon accepting household hazardous waste. We're talking needles, sharps. At the Perdido landfill, items must be FDA-approved containers. Have to have them in there. Hours, weekday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday, 7:30 to 3:30. So there you go. Way to get rid of that HH waste, as it is, household waste.
Right.
News coming up in less than 12. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.